Hello, I'm Amanda McNulty with Clemson Extension and Making It Grow, and this is Making It Grow Extra, our radio podcast. Thanks for listening, and I'm so happy to welcome Keith Mears today as my guest. He is the Director of Grounds for Historic Columbia. I think, Keith, that's a very unpretentious title considering how much you have to do. How many gardens are you looking after and grounds?
Well, we manage six properties, and four of those have extensive gardens.
And those are which ones?
And those would be Siebel's House, the Hampton Preston Mansion, the Robert Mills House, and the Woodrow Wilson Family Home.
And several of those, I think your responsibilities are made even more onerous because they're rented out sometimes, so you have a good many people coming and going, trotting around on the grass.
We do. Rentals are sort of an important part of our income, and
yes.
We do work with our rental assistant and the rental companies very closely to make sure our grounds aren't damaged.
Well, and I have gone and helped with some events that were being held there, and I must say y'all are extremely pleasant and do everything you can to be accommodating. So I'll give you a congratulations
yeah,
on that.
Thank you.
Considering that you do have to be careful, but
yes,
yeah, you do. But you have a new technology feature, which sounds pretty impressive for gardeners. Tell me what you've got going up there.
So I keep track of everything that we do with our plants on a database, but it is sort of difficult for regular people to use this database, so we decided to have it linked to our website in a form that is simple to use and easy to search. And if you're either you visited our sites and you'd like to try and find a plant that you liked, or you trying to figure out what to plant in your home garden, you can visit our garden database on our website to search all the plants that we grow.
All right. Well, suppose I was at the Siebel's House, which has a really chock-full garden with just kind of fun, idiosyncratic selections, I'd kind of say, which is fun. And I saw something that had a fruit on it. How would I go about trying to figure out what that was?
So what you would do if you didn't know any of the names of the plant is you would drop down the advanced search characteristics.
Now, how would I access the
database? So what you'll need to do is go to www.historiccolumbia.org/garden-database.
Okay.
And that'll load the first page for you. And there are drop-down options underneath where you're able to type in words that will allow you to search for things like showy fruit or variegated foliage or weeping form.
Really? Okay. And then from there, could I say it was at one particular place? Would that narrow it down a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. There's a drop-down for it to narrow it down to which property you were on.
Okay. Suppose I said that it was a conifer, and I had seen it on several properties. How would I go about that?
You could either choose one of the properties you were on and also choose conifer from the drop-down menu because that's there, or you could choose evergreen tree. You could also choose, if you remember what form the plant had, you'll be able to use that as well.
And then are there photographs that I can look at?
Yes. There are photographs on, I would say, at least 85 to 90% of our plants.
That's a lot.
We do try to take as many photos as we can. Some of our newer plants that are very small don't have photos yet.
Does it tell me the zones that the plant is successful in?
Yes. So when you click on a plant that you want to know more about, it will tell you what zones it is rated to grow in. It will tell you what the light exposure it prefers, what kind of moisture it prefers, and where it is that we source the plant if you're looking for it for yourself.
And does it tell me if it's a woody perennial or shrub or tree?
Absolutely.
Or things like that?
Every plant's page will indicate that, and you can also search for plants using those criteria.
Whoa. So you also apparently are pretty tough about you write down things that happen to these plants. So that would give me an indication. One I was looking at said that the wind had done a lot of damage to it.
Right. Yeah. We had a Magnolia aeci that got damaged by some high winds, as large leaf magnolias are apt to be. And we made that note in the database. So any note that I've made in regards to something that happened to a plant or it did well or it did not do well, you'll be able to see those as well.
So if I had a particularly open exposure and I knew I was getting a lot of wind and I go and do some checking with you, I might say, well, I like, but I don't think I'm going to do that because it's it may be damaged every year and won't be as pretty as I hoped it would
exactly.
be.
Exactly. It will give you really specific information as to how things perform in the Midlands of South Carolina.
Okay. And then I guess if I saw some beautiful flowers, could I put the color in and perhaps narrow that down as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. You can search by color, bloom color, and also bloom time.
And time.
And time.
Okay.
So we have a lot of great things that bloom in the winter that people don't realize. So,
all the camellias.
All the camellias and the hellebores and the forsythia. And...
Whoa. Well, this is really something. This is a lot for y'all to have done.
It is. Well, you know, we try to collect this information just so I can keep straight what we've got going because we have so many plants. And we thought that all that information ought to be available for people to search and to better their gardens.
Let's remind people what the rules are for visiting the grounds and what the hours are, and then also for the houses.
So we are open from Tuesday to Sunday. That is, we're only closed on Mondays. The grounds are open from about 10 a.m. till about 4 o'clock or 4:30 in the afternoon. And the houses are on a rotating schedule. It's a little bit more complex. So if you'll check our website, you'll get the schedule for what tours are available when in the houses.
And I believe that you can walk the grounds without having to purchase a ticket.
Absolutely. You can visit our grounds for free at any time during our open hours.
And do you take advantage of and feel very fortunate to have volunteers to help you?
Absolutely. We couldn't do what we do without our volunteers. We have two sessions on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings during the week, and we have a very devoted group of volunteers that come and help us out.
And if somebody is interested in doing that, do you have to be 25 years old and able to lift a 50-pound bag of fertilizer?
Absolutely not. anybody who loves gardening and really wants to come out and help is absolutely welcome. And if you just contact our volunteer coordinator, they will set you up.
Well, I just think that's wonderful. Many, many years ago, my mother was one of the garden club ladies who went around Columbia trying to raise funds to save the Robert Mills House. And I think everyone now has enjoyed the historical context of the houses, the remarkable care y'all do have in doing things correctly. It really gives us a beautiful glimpse into the past, and also that the grounds in the middle of Columbia are such a wonderful respite from the surrounding areas. Thank you so much.
Oh, well, you're welcome.